I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 794. I wish I'd learned that sooner. We are all lifelong learners, or at least we should be. I mean, we know more at 60 than we did at 6, and that's a good thing. But there are times when we come across a life learning that, man, it would have come in handy if we'd known that earlier. Today, let's talk about some of those things we may have wished we'd learned a lot sooner than we did. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love others. Part of loving others is kind of to know how to do it. It probably won't surprise you that the God of all wisdom and all knowledge says a lot about learning. Here are just a few examples. Psalm 32:8, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. Paul said in Philippians 4, whatever you've learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. And then Proverbs 12:1, whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but whoever hates correction is stupid. Okay, that's pretty strong. I want to share with you today some of the bits of wisdom that Kevin Kelly, the founding executive of Wired Magazine, learned along the way in his life. Now, many of these are principles that Jesus gave us, they're just worded in more modern language with application for today. So listen up. The great question is going to be, which one of these does the Lord want you to pay attention to today? Here are some of Kevin's learnings. No one is as impressed with your possessions as you are. Don't keep making the same mistakes. Try to make new ones. When you forgive others, they may not notice, but you will heal. Forgiveness is not something we do for others, it's a gift to ourselves. Your growth as a conscious being is measured by the number of uncomfortable conversations you're willing to have. Three things you need: the ability to not give up something until it works, the ability to give up something that does not work, and the trust in other people to help you distinguish between the two. You'll get 10 times better results by elevating good behavior rather than by punishing bad behavior, especially in your children and animals. Don't wait for the storm to pass. Dance in the rain. What you do on your bad days matters more than what you do on your good days. You will be judged on how well you treat those who can do nothing for you. Buy used books. They have the same words as the new ones, and also use libraries. It's thrilling to be extremely polite to rude strangers. For the best results with your children, spend only half of the money you think you should and double the time with them. When introduced to someone, make eye contact and count to four. You'll both remember each other. When speaking to an audience, it's better to fix your gaze on a few people than to spray your gaze across the room. Your eyes telegraph to others whether you really believe what you're saying. If you loan someone $20 and you never see them again because they're avoiding paying you back, that makes it worth the $20. Your time and space are limited. Remove, give away, throw out things in your life that don't spark joy any longer in order to make room for those that do. One more. Habit is far more dependable than inspiration. Make progress by making habits. Don't focus on getting into shape. Focus on becoming the kind of person who never misses a workout. Those are just a few. Now let's make it personal. Here's the great question again. Which one of these does the Lord want you to pay attention to today? Let's pray this prayer from BeliefNet. Dear God, I want to be the genuine article. I don't want to be watered down, diluted. I want your strong and pure love to come through me in a genuine way. Genuine love coming through me in a way that will bless others. With a divine sincerity, nothing fake. I pray to become a better person by allowing love to freely flow through me without restriction, without alteration. As genuine as you are, dear God. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 795. And in the meantime, I trust that you will always be a lifelong learner. I think God has always given us those opportunities. Sometimes we just don't pay attention to the lessons when they come. So as you're walking through life today, What are some of those things that you wish you'd learned sooner and put them into practice?